The devotional for today, Friday, April 3rd, 2015, was written by Jennifer Hipple and is brought to you by the Kelso Museum of Near Eastern Archaeology at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotional for today is based on Psalm 22. Both Mark and Matthew record Jesus quoting from verse 1 of this psalm as he hung bloodied and pierced on the cross. We may never comprehend the depths of his afflictions there. Yet this cry of God-forsakenness is not the end of the story, nor even, as Jesus would have known, the end of this psalm. In the following verses, the word trust repeatedly stands out. The trust of the Jewish fathers, the psalmist's own trust in times past, the trust he is now being mocked for. In the midst of the horrible suffering recounted by the psalmist and of Jesus in the Passion narrative, the theme of hope also springs forth. There is hope for the world, for all peoples, for the future, and in the fullness of the kingdom of God. What the psalmist recognized, and what Jesus well knew, is also true for us. God has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. Whatever your pain, whatever your sorrow, those times of desolation, deprivation, poverty, humiliation, abandonment, illness in mind or body, when all seems lost, our God sees and hears. Our God cares. He is with us, and we have hope. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when all seems hopeless and we feel forsaken and all alone, please awaken us once again to the hope we have in you. Help us to trust in your power and kingship. May we know you in an ever deeper way, as the one who has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and promises, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.